Over the weekend, I went to see the movie Nebraska, and as I was watching it, it was pretty clear that many of the folks that had lines, the extras, actually appeared to be just Nebraskans. And I thought a couple of them were farmers, so I looked them up and made a phone call. I talked to Neil and Eula Friedenberg, farmers from Nebraska. Tell me about when you started farming and how you met Eula to begin with.
Well, I met her at a dance in King's Ballroom in Norfolk, Nebraska. And I started farming as soon as I got out of the service. And I got out of the service in 1955 and started farming the next year.
And you retired just recently, it appears to me.
We got married.
We got married in 57. February of 57.
Well, hi, Eula. How are you?
Just fine.
Okay, were you able to hear my conversation with Neil up front to tell you who I am?
Not in first. I was out in the garage, I didn't hear, but that's okay.
Well, let me tell you who I am. So my name's Todd. The last name is Gleason, and I work for the University of Illinois. I'm a farm broadcaster, and I work for U of I Extension and the College Faces, and I have a regular radio program. But I went to see Nebraska, the movie, on Saturday evening with some friends, and it was like stepping into my hometown. Those small little towns across all of the Midwest, I suppose, are very much the same. And as soon as I saw you and Neil on screen, I looked at my wife and I said, those are farmers, and they're married. And as soon as I saw the end credits, sure enough, there were your names. And so I looked you up and found you. And I thought, man, I want to talk to them about their experience and about their life as farmers. So thank you for letting me take time with you. So you got married right after he was out of service and you started farming. Was your father a farmer, Neil, or possibly?
Yeah.
And Eula, how about yours?
My folks were farmers.
And did you start with a farm from which side of the family?
My side. My dad's side. We lived on the farm till 1985 when our son got married. I still kept on farming.
About the movie, how did you get involved in it?
Well,
my aunt had been in one movie in the background, and I said, oh, this would be fun. I think we'll just call them up and see if we could be in the background. So we went to Omaha.
Well, first we had to send in
a picture of us
and something on email.
And they invited us to Omaha to, I don't remember the guy's name, but he made us read and
you did a great job with your. You ended up with lines in the movie,
both of you.
Both of you had lines, correct?
Yeah, right.
Did you ad lib the lines at all, or did you say them No,
that was in the script.
How many times did you have to do it?
Well, how many times did we do it in Omaha? Maybe.
Oh, probably half a dozen. We had to do it once in Norfolk.
In front of
do about the same thing as we did in Omaha, read the lines and
but we did it in front of the
look into a camera and
you did it at the farmhouse in Norfolk then. Is that right?
Well, no. Where the movie was taken, that was at the farmhouse, but where we done the other before that was in the city auditorium in Norfolk.
I think he just wanted to see what we look like and, you know, how we read or what.
Did you like it?
I think the audio and everything was done right out there at the farm, you know, where the picture was taken, because that's where they done they had the cameras and everything.
Whose Cadillac did you drive in?
Whoever owned the farm there, that was his Cadillac.
I saw that come in. I thought, oh, I recognize that too. Well, did you have a great experience? Was it fun?
Yeah, it was fun.
But it was cold. It was in October. We was shivering. They had us in sheds with heaters on. And when he was driving that Cadillac, I don't know how many times we had to do it over and over because they kept saying, go faster, go faster, go faster.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, my gosh. So the two of you read, you went to Omaha and you read, and you went to Norfolk and read, and then you went to the farm. And how long, how many days did you have to shoot on the farm? Were you there just one day or?
2 days.
2 days for a 20-second. For a 25-second scene.
Yeah, that's about it, yeah.
There's a lot of standing around and doing over, and, well, we watched other ones, too. They was doing some of the other scenes, too, whilst they was, you know, before us, and I guess we just had to be there in case they got done faster or something.
Yeah, well, they always want you on site just in case they get done faster, I suppose. Time is money. And your time.
We had our own little dressing rooms, and we had a beauty shop there that did something with my hair and face. And they had their own food. They prepared it right there in a big old truck, and it was wonderful food.
How were the actors? Did you meet them? Well, you talked to them, I know, but did you meet them?
Not really. We're pretty quiet, so we did. And besides that, they kept telling us be quiet whilst they was filming.
Oh yeah.
You didn't.
What
we got to meet the director a couple times.
Mr. Payne.
Yeah, Alexander.
Well, he took our reading in Norfolk too. When he's at the auditorium, we read in front of him.
Now, everything I've read about him is that he shoots really good movies, and that he's really nice.
He's very nice. We have our picture of him with his arms around us, and he wrote in our script. He's just normal person, you know. He's not way above us, I didn't think.
So now, how big is Madison?
A little over 2,000 people.
So are you the local celebrities now?
I don't think so.
A lot of people still didn't know that we were in a movie.
Have they seen it yet? Have you been hearing from people now that it's out?
And, yeah. Just last Sunday, we went to church, and he said, I didn't know you were in the movie. Well, we didn't tell our kids until December when we had our, you know, we took this movie in October, and we didn't tell until December at Christmas time.
Oh, my gosh. I bet they were really surprised. That's something
else.
Sure,
because we went to Omaha. When we went there, we told our daughter, said, what were you doing down in Omaha? Said, oh, we was shopping for a dress because our friends get married.
Now, I take it you've seen it, and did
you? Yeah, twice.
We've seen it twice already.
What did you think?
Well, I didn't like the language, but overall, it was funny.
Yeah, the language is on the rougher side sometimes.
Yeah, it's not. Thank goodness we didn't have anything like
that. Now, if you'd had to play, his wife, no,
they knew when they chose us that we wouldn't be good for that.
Well, so I grew up in a little town of 450, and boy, it was all recognizable. A lot of it was all recognizable. Some of it sure was. Okay, so there were two items that I told my wife and my friends as I walked out that they definitely got wrong. They called it a silo instead of a bin for corn. Did you catch?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And what was, oh, and then at the farm, this from your scene. Was it from your scene? I think it was from your scene. No, it was from when he went to visit his home. He looked out the window and he said the barn is still standing. But it wasn't a barn.
It was a crib.
It was his old house.
Yeah.
It was a crib.
That was his old house, you mean?
Yeah, his old house, yeah. And he looked out the window. I said it was a crib, but not a barn. But it was really close. It was, and it was it was a fun movie.
Oh, I'm glad you caught that.
Oh, that's the farm boy in me. You can. Yeah, I've lived in town all my life now, all my career, but I'm still on the farm. But I've got four brothers that farm, so I don't know. You can't take the farm out of the boy, I guess.
No, you can't, because he's been driving the combine and he just loves it. It drives by itself for near.
Did you shuck corn this year?
I run the combine quite a bit last fall.
Oh wow! Now who farms the farm? Do you still farm?
No, I don't. My son farms some, and my nephew farms the rest.
Ah, but they let you run the combine. Oh, that's nice.
I run the combine for my nephew. Yeah,
and he plants, helps plant too. So,
did it have auto steer on the plant? Are your rows straighter now than when you were planting?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, quite a bit.
And they're a lot huger.
Oh, well, Eula and Neil, thank you so much for talking with me. I really do appreciate it.
Well, glad to visit with you. You sound like you're really a nice guy. I hope you stay in your business a long time.
That's Eula and Neil Friedenberg. They had a speaking part in the movie Nebraska. It's now playing in theaters. I think you ought to go see it. I was really glad that it was possible to give them a call.